我哋一齊嚟到翻神嘅話語嚟到睇下裏面當中學到啲乜嘢嘢。
Especially today, it is the first Sunday of the year 2018.
今日係2018年第一個嘅主日。
So let us come together, of course, to learn from our Lord Jesus, and also maybe coming from Him to set us some directions of how we can live this year 2018 for His glory.
我哋一齊坐埋一齊嚟到去學習耶穌嘅話語，睇下我哋喺佢嘅話語裏面睇到睇唔睇到我哋新一年嘅方向。
So let's start with a word of prayer together.
我哋一齊嚟到祈禱。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you, Lord, for this wonderful time we can come together in your name.To praise and worship you, to read and study your word. And at this moment, God, we really ask and pray. May your Holy Spirit to guide us. Grant us spiritual wisdom and understanding from you. So that, God, we may understand the scriptures that we are reading, studying today. So that we may know how to apply them into our daily life. So that, God, we can be an even more powerful witness and testimony for you. For your glory's sake. So, God, in you we trust.In you we dedicate the following time. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. So now this morning, we're going to carry on from our study of the Acts of the Apostles.
今天我们继续看我们的使徒行传。
As you may know, the Acts, it is the Acts of, or the actions of the Apostles, the disciples of Jesus after our Lord's ascension.
那使徒行传是讲到耶稣一班门徒在他升天之后所行的事迹。
And today we've read chapter 17, and in fact we say it's a very famous, well-known passage.
咁我哋今日睇到十七章係一個非常之大家可能熟悉嘅經文。
Because now we've seen Apostle Paul, he has reached this great city of Athens.
咁保羅嚟到一個好大嘅城市雅典。
And there he also preached a very well-known, famous sermon as well.
嚟到佢講咗一篇好出名嘅道。
I'm sure many of us we have heard of this before.
大家都可能聽過了。
And because this passage is so rich in content that there are so many directions we can even go or take.
咁樣呢一個嘅經文係好呢段篇道係好豐富，係可以喺當中學到好多嘢。
Especially one thing is one key direction is the importance of evangelism, reaching out, sharing the gospel to people.
其中一點就係個宣教嗰個嘅重要性係嚟到去係接觸唔同嘅人。
And also learning from Paul himself the skill how he canFind ways of sharing, explaining the gospel of Christ to a group of people who were not interested at all.
嚟到去學習保羅點樣嚟到去將呢個嘅福音嚟到去講俾一批可能唔係好有興趣嘅人聽。
But for us this morning, just to set our direction for the new year.
咁樣今日我哋嚟到去睇一個我哋新一年嘅方向。
We may be taking another direction as well.
可能又係睇到另外一方面嘅事。
We're going to look at the message of Paul, and from there on, we're going to look at.First of all, who is this God?
我哋嚟到睇下保罗嘅篇道，就讲下神究竟系边个。
And from there, we're going to have one encouragement and one reminder.
我哋喺当中嚟到睇到一个嘅鼓励同埋一个嘅提醒。
So let's all turn back to Acts chapter 17.
咁我哋睇一睇下使徒行传十七章。
And our focus starts from verses 16
onwards. 咁样我哋睇由十六节开始。
Turn back to Acts chapter 17, verses 16.
我们一起打开《使徒行传》十七章十六节。
And then we see Paul by now he has reached the great city of Athens.
咁保罗嚟到一个好大嘅城市雅典。
And the reason from last week we read was not because Paul chose to go to Athens.
其实保罗系冇选择去到雅典嘅。
Or maybe it might have been his plan, but that from last week we saw because he was in the city of Berea and there he was persecuted.Push away, and that made him he has to live, and now comes to Athens.
其實可能佢都有計劃到嘅，咁樣其實上一次就講到佢喺利比亞個比利亞嗰度俾人迫害，咁所以佢就係要嚟到去離開，然後跟住就去咗雅典。
So now, therefore, let's start by looking at Athens. What is so special about this great city?
我哋睇下雅典有啲咩咁特別。
Because as you may know, Athens is the capital of Greece.
雅典係希臘嘅首都。
So if we go back to verse 16 of Acts chapter 17,
我哋一齊嚟到去睇十七章嘅十六節。
In English, it says, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols.
保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
So first of all, we see there are many idols, meaning there are many different gods being worshipped there. There are many different religions being worshipped or following them.
咁樣喺度就見到佢係好多偶像，即係代表係裡面好多神，有好多唔同嘅宗教。
Because as we're going to see, Athens is not just a capital city, but it is a center of many, many things.
咁雅典唔係淨係一個嘅首都，亦都係好多唔同嘅嘢嘅中心。
So first of all, we see it's a center of many religions.
咁佢係一個好多唔同嘅宗教嘅中心。
And secondly, in verses 17, we can also read there is also a synagogue, meaning there is a community of Jews, a group of Jews.
另外十七節嗰度都話有一個會堂，咁就知道當中係好多嘅猶太人喺住喺度。
There is also a marketplace, so therefore that is also a center for trade and commerce.
同埋有一個市集喺度嘅，咁亦都係一個係交易買賣嘅地方。
And then in verse 18,
喺十八節
，we also see there are some philosophers.
咁有啲哲學家嘅。
By the name of Epicurean and the Stoic philosophers.
咁有伊壁鸠鲁同埋斯多亚两门嘅学士。
So maybe you are asking yourself, okay, who are these people?
咁可能大家问啊，咁呢两个边个嚟嘅咧
？Simply put for us, our context today, these are philosophers, and their main teaching is direction in life or how to live our life.
斯多亚其实咧就系一个门派，就系好似俾一啲方向人应该系点样嚟到去活着。
So basically, both of them, these two, Epicureans and the Stoics, they are representing two very distinctive lifestyles.
咁佢哋兩個嗰個嘅生活行為啊，其實都係好唔同嘅。
The Stoics one, they are very organized, they're very disciplined. All is about how to live a life in a very organized way.
係啦，咁斯多亞派咧就係睇下嗰個生活係好井井有條嘅，好有規律嘅。
While for the Epicureans.
咁樣樣喺伊壁鸠鲁嘅派咧。
For our English today, we have a term just to sum up their whole philosophy.
咁英文有一句嘅句子嚟到去解釋佢哋嘅。
Yeah, and that term is called YOLO.
咁就
YOLO. So you only live life once.
咁啊，生命冇 take two 啊。
Yeah, meaning like basically just have fun because time is running short. Just do whatever you want. Once you're dead, that's the end.
咁啊，係啦，人生苦短啊，千金散盡還復回咁。
You see, that's why I'm preaching in English because I can't explain this in Chinese. So anyway, so you see, Athens, it is a center of many things, and it is a center of philosophies, of important teaching about life and purposes in life.
係啦，咁啊，雅典都係一個嘅哲學啊，宗教嘅中心嚟到去教人應該係點樣樣嚟到去生活。
And then in verses 20 and 21,
在20節同埋21節,
we also see these people, they are also very eager. They're waiting to know more, to gain more knowledge and understanding, especially to know more about God.
咁樣樣喺都睇到咧，其實啲人咧都係有一個好有渴望嘅心嚟嚟，佢想知多啲嚟到喺知識上啊，知一啲新嘅嘢。
So therefore, a quick summary of Athens.
咁樣樣嚟到係一個總結啦。對於
Athens is the capital city of Greek.
雅典係希臘嘅首都。
It's a very big city, but it's also a center of many things.
係一個好大嘅城市，係好多嘢嘅中心。
It's a center for cultures. It's a center for commerce, trade. It's a center for philosophers and religion.
喺文化嘅中心啊，一個金融嘅中心，一個好多宗教嘅哲學嘅中心。
And the people living there, they were very eager to learn more, especially to learn more about God.
咁樣啲人係好多有個好想嚟到去認識神嘅心。
And the reason behind that, why they want to learn more about God, is simply because they want to find answers.
咁點解佢哋想更加多認識神？因為佢哋想得到答案。
They want to find answers to life and the purpose in life.
佢想知道生命嘅答案同埋生命嘅意義。
Especially in life, no exception, even so many thousands of years ago, life was full of problems and difficulties.
就算係幾千年前，我哋人嘅生活都係好多嘅艱難同埋唔同嘅挑戰。
That's why they constantly want to find answers, how to solve my problem.
所以佢哋時時都想揾答案，點樣嚟到去解決我嘅問題咧？
So my dear friends and brothers in Christ, while we sum up this characteristic of Athens,
咁所以我哋弟兄姊妹，咁我哋嚟到去睇下雅典嗰個嘅特點。
Does it sound or look similar to you, as in our modern world, our own society, even our own life?
咁係咪同我哋而家現今嘅社會或者我哋嘅社群、我哋嘅生命都係有啲相似咧
？So many things keep on happening, whether they are bad or for the good.
有好多嘢唔同嘅事發生，無論係好或者壞。
Just now, our chairperson reminded us.
Even in the year 2018, there's still so many things happening in this world.
咁頭先主席都提醒我哋，就算2018年都係有好多嘢喺世界唔同嘅地方發生。
As if the year has changed from 2017 2018, but on the other hand, nothing seems to have changed.
咁雖然係好似轉咗2017至2018，但係世界嘅事都冇變過。
We're still trying to survive in this crazy world.
我哋仍然喺一個咁瘋癲嘅世界嚟到去生活。
Whether it's the world issues, whether it's the world politics.
無論係呢個世界嘅唔同嘅事啊，嘅政治啊
，economy
嗰個嘅經濟
，whether it's our career, our studies，
我哋嗰個嘅事業學業
，or our families, relationships, health, all these things keep on going。
我哋嘅家庭關係啊，同朋友嘅關係啊，所有嘢都係繼續咁樣發生。
Just like last year, we are still constantly looking, seeking answers。
好似上年咁，我哋都係仍然嚟到係嚟到想揾一啲嘅答案。
And today, therefore, let's similar to these people in Athens, let's also look at where is the answer.
所以今日我哋都好似亞啲人咁嚟到去睇下嗰個答案喺邊度咧。
And that's why Paul, in verse 23, while he was looking around in the city, he realized these people, they are eagerly looking and seeking the solution, and he provided them with one.
咁所以保罗喺23节度都见到佢哋喺度嚟到揾一个嘅答案，所以佢哋就咧去。為他們提供這個答案
Because these Athens people, they keep on worshipping all kinds of gods. And in verse 23, we read this famous verse, whereby he come across something, he say, to the unknown God, and people are still praying, worshipping that God.
咁樣樣，保羅喺23節就話見到佢哋喺度拜唔同嘅神，甚至一個係未識嘅神之神，佢都係嚟到拜佢。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends, that's how it shows how these people they are so insecure, they are still so eager to look for an answer. Even they go and worship a god that they do not know who that is, just to be on the safe side, just to make sure I'm okay. I will just go and worship them, just in case.
咁啊，見到其實當中嘅人係幾冇安全感嘅，係乜嘢神都拜，就算一啲唔識嘅神，佢都即係唔會錯過嚟到去，都仍然係會擺佢哋。
So therefore, let's look at verse 24 onwards, how Paul answered their question, and likewise for us today, how Paul is answering our questions and providing us with a solution.
咁樣，所以你睇下由24節開始，保羅係點樣樣嚟到去供應一個嘅個答案嚟到俾佢哋。
So Paul was asking them one question. He started off by answering, "So who is this unknown God?" That you have been worshipping.
咁首先答保罗答佢哋呢个问题，呢个未知之未识之神系一个点嘅神
？And in verse 24 it says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth."
咁廿四节，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地之的主。
And he does not live in temples built by hands. And in verse 25, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything.
就不住人手所做的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什麼。
Verse 25, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else.
自己倒將生命、氣息、萬物賜給萬民、萬人。
So for this first question, like, who is this God? Paul is answering, this is the God I'm telling you, I'm sharing with you, is this Lord God Almighty.
咁所以佢第一條答佢哋問題話呢個未知之未識之神就係一個創造天地萬物嘅主。
He is the Lord God Almighty, the supreme being who created everything.
佢個係嗰位全能嘅神係嚟到去創造宇宙萬物嘅。
Because here we need to pause a while for the Greek for the people there in their background for the Athens.
咁樣嚟到去針對翻佢哋嗰個嘅希臘人嗰個嘅背景。
Because as I said, Athens is a culture of many many religions. In the ancient religion.
咁係希臘咧，係一個好多唔同嘅宗派喺以前嘅古代嘅時候。
For ancient religion, they always think about in terms of gods. Okay, they worship many, many gods.
佢哋拜好多唔同嘅神。
And for them, like who is the most powerful god? Who is the greatest of all?
佢哋覺得咁多神之中，邊個係最偉大嘅咧
？And for them, they always come to one. The answer is the greatest, the top-ranking one is the one who creates everything.
咁樣樣最偉大嘅神就應該係嗰一位係做創造所有嘢嘅神。
Because all else comes from this creator.
因為所有嘢都係藉著呢一位嚟到去做。
And that is why Paul started off by saying, "Let me introduce to you this God. Is that God, the one true God who created all things."
所以保羅就話：當我同你哋介紹一位係嚟到去創造宇宙萬物嘅一位神。
And this God is from everlasting to everlasting, meaning he's the beginning and the end. He is not being created.
那個是由緊古至永遠的神，是沒有人造他出來的神。
And for the Greek people back there, it will immediately strike something.
咁所以對於當時嘅希臘人，應該都係嚟到去當佢哋一個震撼嘅。
So my dear friends, I don't know how many of you know about the Greek gods and mythologies.
咁唔知大家對於希臘嘅神或者神話有幾咁認識
？So for all the gentlemen about my age, coming from maybe Hong Kong.
咁如果好似我咁大嘅男士係喺香港嚟到去出生咧？
I'm sure you have grown up just like me watching a particular cartoon or comic, okay? That is about fighting fighters, and they're all based on Greek mythologies and gods and all the stuff.
咁應該有睇過《聖鬥士星矢》。
Yeah, she has. She knows, okay? So that is the age I grew up with, and they explain a lot of things.
咁樣咧，就係嗰個卡通片咧，就係關於呢個希臘嘅神話嚟到去做有好多唔同嘅角色。
So when they say is for these gods, they have a beginning.Many of them, they might have a whole legend behind it. They start from humans. Eventually, with heroic acts, they become gods.
咁好多神咧，其實一開始係人嘅。咁不過因為佢哋做咗好多好偉大嘅事蹟，跟住就變咗神啦。
But that is why Paul explained to them, No. The God I'm introducing to you is a God that didn't start as human. He starts from God Himself. He has never changed. One true God, Creator of all.
所以保罗就同佢哋解释，嗰位伟大嘅神咧，从来都系神，佢系冇变过嘅，一开始就系佢创造所有嘅嘢。
And coming back to 24 again, he says, "This God does not live in temples built by human hands. He is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything."
24-25节就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么。
God is God.
神就系神。
He is unaffected.By this world.
它是不會被這個世界來改變的。
As this world keeps on going on, changes for the better, for the worse, God is God. He remains the same.
無論這個世界變好變壞，神都是神，祂是不會改變的。
He won't be biased because of how this world is going on.
祂不會說是偏幫一邊，因為這個世界來改變。
He won't all of a sudden, because the world is going chaotic, he needs to earn favor from human, he will try to do things for them.
咁唔會因為呢個世界嚟到變得好混亂，佢咧又想人嚟到去中意佢嚟到去做一啲嚟到討好佢哋。
It won't be because the world is collapsing. All of a sudden, he loses his power.
佢又唔會因為呢個世界嚟到去淪亡，嚟到令到自己係冇咁有能力嘅。
Again, going back to these Greek gods.
翻翻去有希臘神嗰度。
That is the exact understanding of their gods.
呢個就係佢哋嗰個心裡面嘅神嗰個嘅模式。
For the Greeks, the gods in their system, they need constant human worship as if it is their food, so that they will constantly have a power drawn from human worship.
佢哋覺得個神咧，好似係需要佢哋供奉先至會有能力嚟到去繼續嚟到去活下去。
To their understanding, if humans they stop worshipping these Greek gods, these Greek gods will lose power and even eventually disappear.
咁樣樣，如果呢啲嘅希臘神咧係冇人嘅供奉啊，佢或者去敬拜嘅話咧，佢哋就會嚟逐漸嚟到去消失嘅。
That is why there are so many Hollywood movies as well based on this theme. How the gods need to make sure the humans, they keep on worshipping them to keep them having the power. Because if they don't do so, they will disappear and die.
有很多的戲可能都有用這些題材，就是說神是想人們繼續敬拜他們，如果不是的話，那些神就會來到去消失了。
But my dear friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul is saying, but the God we believe, this one true God, the true one,He remains unchanging. He remains the same.
咁但系保罗同佢哋讲呢一位唯一嘅独一嘅真神咧，佢系唔会改变嘅。
And for us, what encouragement can this bring?
咁样呢个带俾我哋一咩嘅鼓舞咧
？The encouragement is this rock of ages, this refuge, this shelter that will never stumble, that will never be moved.
咁樣就係俾我哋知道，我哋呢一位嘅神係一個磐石，佢係我哋嘅避難所，佢係永遠唔會變，唔會俾人動搖。
Even the world can be shaken, God will not be shaken.
世界可能會喺動盪動搖，但係神係唔會。
God will give us this sense of stability and security and hope.
神係會俾到我哋一個安全感，我哋有一個嘅盼望。
As we say, even the world in itself is literally raging storms everywhere, or even in economy, all the things, everything is moving so uncertain.
世界好多唔同嘅事啊，經濟啊，政治好多嘅動盪，好多嘅變化。
I'm sure towards the end of last year, 2016, we know in terms of politics.
咁啊，2017年我都知道喺嗰個政治嘅方面上。
For me, at least, maybe I was not following world news close enough.
其實可能我都唔係非常之嚟到去好貼貼咁樣嚟去跟住呢個嘅
新聞。What happened was, you know, in the morning when I watching news, all of a sudden I heard of course, the president of the United States.Don't know when he made that decision, okay? But just announced now, from now on, I'm going to say Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
咁佢無啦啦有一日咧就講話啊，我就係將以色列呢個耶路撒冷嚟就變咗以色列嘅首都啦。
Maybe the news has been on for a long time. I don't know. But for me, what he made a decision, and we all know the impact it caused, the uncertainty it caused, all the problem it comes along with it.
我唔知佢幾時嚟到去做呢個決定，咁但係佢做咗呢個決定咧，嚟到去影響咗好多嘅事。
We can see a lot of people in pain and suffering.
我哋見到好多人嚟到去有痛苦嚟嘅悲傷。
And we constantly, even while we keep on watching the world politics, because of Brexit, because of North Korea, the list can go on.
咁樣其實好多唔同嘅事嘅，北韓啊，我哋嘅脱歐啊，好多唔同嘅嘢。
Why we care so much about Brexit? Other than we love our country, but of course it's about our job, it's about our financial security.
其實點解我哋咁關心脱歐咧？咁我哋可能愛呢個國家，不過更加係因為我哋都驚我哋嘅前路啊，個經濟會點咧
？We do not know what the future holds.
我哋唔知道將來將會點。
Even closer to our life, in our relationship, in the settings that we are in.
就算喺我哋同人同人之間嘅關係裡面。
People change, our future change.
人係會變，我哋個將來會變嘅。
In our midst, we have many students. Some of them, they are in their final year. We know in a few months' time, they will enter into the next chapter in their life.
咁好多當中嘅大學生可能係已經 final year， 咁樣樣係過幾個月又會去到人生另外一個嘅一頁。
Maybe some of us, we are in a relationship. Maybe in a few months' time, we will bring that relationship to another level, like starting a family and so on and so forth.
咁可能我哋係喺一個嘅同伴友嘅關係裡面，可能過幾個月或者嚟緊呢一年會有個新嘅關係或者新嘅家庭嘅建立。
What I'm trying to say is, even though we're only in the first week of January, but our list of anxiety and worries and problems is already accumulating.
雖然係喺2018年嘅第一個禮拜，但係我哋所需要擔心啊、憂慮嘅嘢係已經開始嚟到越積越多。
But brothers and sisters in Christ, that is our one encouragement from today.
但係我弟兄姊妹呢一個就係我哋今日嘅鼓勵。
Because as Paul is saying, this God that we believe in, it is the one true God, Creator of all.
我哋所相信嘅神係唯一嘅真神，係創造宇宙萬物嘅神。
This unmovable mountain that will remain the same to be there for us at all time.
佢係永遠唔會改變嘅，佢係永遠都係會陪住我哋走。
Just like in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 35, it says.
好似喺馬太福音
24章35節 It says, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, that is Jesus. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
天地都要廢去，我的話卻不能廢去。
That is talking about Jesus Christ's word, Jesus Christ teaching his promises to the scriptures to us.
这个就是耶稣基督对我们那个的承诺，给我们的应许。
All things may pass, but his words will remain the same.
所有东西都可以废去，但是他的话是永不废去。
In Matthew 11:28-30, it says, Jesus saying, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
马太福音11:28-30, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。这样你们心里便得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Again, these are the words of Christ giving to us. That will not change. Is when we want, when we need Christ, we go there and there will be rest from Him.
我呢个系基督耶稣所讲嘅，系对我哋嘅应许嘅。当我哋需要系劳累嘅时候，我哋去到你话语里面，我可以得到呢一个嘅安慰。
In Old Testament, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22-23.
喺耶利米哀歌3:22-23.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions, and in some translations it says mercies, never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
我们不至灭亡消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨都是新的，你的信实极其广大。
God's compassion, God's mercy to us is renewed every morning.
神对我们的慈爱，我们怜悯是每一日都是新的。
Such great is God's faithfulness to us.
他的信实对我们来说是何其广大。
Brothers and sisters, if we just spend a little bit, just a few more seconds, just meditate, ponder upon this great promise and teaching from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到去用几秒来到去思想神对我们那个的信实、那个的怜悯、那个慈爱。
God's compassion and mercies never fail. They are renewed to us every single morning.
他的慈爱、他的怜悯是不至断绝，是每一日都是新的。
That means today we live our day, none of us we are perfect, we will still do, maybe we will still fall under trials and temptations.
虽然我们不是完美，每一日我们可能过一日子可能都是会有些跌跌碰碰。
Of course, as a Christian, we will still give our very best to be obedient and be faithful to God. But yet, we know as mere humans, we will always sometimes have trouble.
虽然我们来到去尝试，来到将我们最好的献给神，但是很多时候我们都是有软弱的时候。
But brothers and sisters, let's be encouraged. They say, they are God's mercies on us, God's forgiveness to us, renewed, new again tomorrow morning.
但让我们来到去记得神对我们的慈爱，他对我们的怜悯，他那个宽恕的心对我们是每一日都是新的。
As we go live tomorrow, we may face trouble again. Come tomorrow night, repentance, prayer, forgiveness from God. The day after, renewed every morning.
我们明天晚上来到去会觉得都是会有做错的事，我们向神认罪来到去悔改，再新的一日亦都是有他新的怜悯和慈爱。
When we need God's direction in our life, we constantly asking God to help us through every single morning. It's being renewed and renewed again. Such is the greatness of God's faithfulness.
我们每一日都是来到去祈求神，来到去寻找神的对我们的方向，每一日都来到去领受他对我们的慈爱和怜悯。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, let's take encouragement in God's power, in God's faithfulness and stability to us.
弟兄姊妹，令我们来到去有这个鼓励，神对我们的慈爱、怜悯和他的信实。
And now moving on as a counterbalance to this great teaching.
咁嚟到去睇下呢一個保羅呢一篇咁偉大嘅講道。
Because if we just take things to one side, it may simply seem, oh God, here I am, okay, just do everything I want. That is not Paul's teaching. This is also not my meaning.
咁亦都唔可以淨係睇一邊話，咁樣既然神你係會寬恕我哋，咁我哋中意點都得啦。
Because if we look now at verse 29.
我们看《使徒行传》那里，十七章第29节。
If we go back to Acts chapter 17, verse 29,
使徒行传十七章十九节，
Paul carry on to explain, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill.
我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神是神圣，像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
So here, as a great counterbalance, Paul is reminding us, that is the one reminder, he is reminding this great God, let us not use our human desire or understanding to shape him.
这样保罗来到提醒我们，既然他是神，我们不应该用我们神人的角度来到去看他，来到去雕塑他，令到成为我们想他有的形象。
Because the simple teaching here is, of course, do not create idols, do not worship idols, which is one of the Ten Commandments.
十诫都有讲到，我们不可以为自己雕刻偶像。
But this is more than just simply do not just create a statue.
这个是讲的，不是单止是话用手来到去整一嚿偶像出来。
It's the deeper meaning it implies is how we by so doing, by shaping it God into the shape or the expectation we want, we are shaping, molding God into who we want Him to be.
就是讲我们是不应该用我们那个的想象，或者我们想神是怎样来到去有一个点嘅模式对我哋嚟到去对神有一个咁样样嘅期望。
Once again, going back to the Greeks, to the Athens, their religion.
咁你再睇翻希臘嗰、那個嘅文化同埋佢哋嗰個嘅。
Because let's not forget, originally Paul was preaching to the people in Athens to their understanding of their religion and gods.
咁因為保羅係針對雅典人嗰個嘅嗰個嘅信仰同埋佢哋嗰個嘅文化。
To the people of Athens, the Greeks, and many of these ancient religion, for them, worshipping different gods, they have their different purpose.
咁樣雅典人嚟到去拜唔同嘅神係有唔同嘅原因嘅。
Or even in the Old Testament, we have seen some of them. For example, if they want a god that protects them for success in their work, they will worship one particular god.
例如喺舊約都有提過，如果佢哋係想工作上面有順利有成功嘅話，就係拜呢一個神。
If they want a healthy body, a healthy life, they will worship another god, very specific in the purpose.
咁如果佢係想身體健康咧，又會拜另外一個神，係有個背後嗰個意義嚟到去拜呢個神。
Likewise, if they want to have family planning, plenty of children, healthy kids, they will worship yet another god.
如果佢哋係想嚟到去生養眾多，係生好多仔女嘅話，亦都係有再拜另外一個嘅神。
So as you can see, it's like as a supermarket. You go around, what kind of product you want, you know. Oh, if I want milk, that is the type of milk: skim, semi-skim, or full cream. I want peanut butter. You have every single thing you want. You have your exact brand, exact thing you go to.
佢哋拜神就好似去一個超級市場咁樣嚟到去有我想要奶有唔同嘅種類奶，我就係揀嗰一樣種類我想要嘅出嚟。
So you see, the problem with that is pick and choose what you want.
佢哋就喺度挑選自己想要嘅嘢。
And by that implication is, if I worship you, God, this particular idol is just for my success in my business.
咁譬如我拜呢一個神就係特別係為到我嗰個生意成功嗰個位神。
That means this is all you're going to have power upon or influence in my life.
咁即係話嗰位神咧，只會喺你個，淨係會喺你嗰個生意上裡面咧係有關係嘅。
So in other words, they're saying to that particular God, all I need is you bless me with success, with money, but how I lead my other side of my life, none of your business.
咁就好似同嗰個神話啊，我就係嚟到祈求你俾我呢個嘅生意興隆啦。咁我生命其他部分點樣嚟到去過咧，就係我嘅事，唔關你事。
I worship you so that you grant me success in my work, but if I go out, for example, I have a marital affair with another woman, none of your business. You have no say because I didn't worship you for that.
咁樣樣，譬如如果話我就係拜你，因為你俾令到我嚟到去有生意興隆。如果我係出面搞婚外情嘅話，唔關你事啊，我都唔係揾你，都唔係關因為呢樣事嚟去拜你。
So brothers and friends, do you see the problem those type of system was giving?
咁所以弟兄姊妹，佢見到呢一個嘅系統帶嚟嘅問題咧。
That's why these are all fake. These are all false gods, false idols. That is not what the one true God is about.
所以呢啲所有啲嘢都係假嘅，唔係真神嗰個嘅本質。
And the danger, the reminder here for us, therefore, when we say we worship, we follow this one true God, we are not worshiping these idols to make our life into different compartments.
咁所以我哋嚟到去拜呢一個位真神嘅時候咧，就唔係將我哋嘅生命嚟到分開好多唔同嘅部分。
It's not like God, oh Lord Jesus, all I want you is to come and heal me, and that is all I need from you. It's none of your business in my other aspects of my life. It's not like this.
我哋唔係嚟到耶穌面前話啊，神神啊，求你醫好我呢個病，但係我哋生命中其他嘅事都唔關你事噶。
When we say God, I follow you, I worship you, it's my entire life. God, when you enter into my life, it's every single aspect of my life. It's a full, total, 100% commitment.
咁當我哋嚟到神面前嚟到敬拜佢嘅時候，我哋係全人委身嚟到去俾佢嘅，係 100% 咁樣嚟到去敬拜去服侍佢。
So that is why when we say we worship this one true God, we are not like the magic lamp of Aladdin.
咁所以
restrict God into that bottle, that lamp, and just grant me wishes.
所以我哋嚟敬拜神嘅時候，就唔係好似阿拉丁神燈咁樣樣，淨係求神嚟到去俾一啲嘢我哋嘅，跟住就擺佢喺嗰個嘅樽裡面。
So you see, this is the counterpart to my first point. So therefore, the God we worshiping is not the God that simply fulfills our desires.
所以我哋嗰敬拜嘅神唔係嗰位淨係單單嚟到去答應我嚟到去賜俾我哋嘅我哋所想要嘅。
But the God we worship, God is the Lord and Master, the Creator of all.
但係嗰位相信嗰位神係主嚟嘅，係嗰位創造宇宙萬物嘅神。
Yes, He is the unmovable, unchanging God that is the the one constant in an ever-changing world.
他是那位萬變之中是不會變的神。
We read early on, all his promises, all things will fade away, but God's promises, his faithfulness will remain the same.
神在话语里面来到去应承我们所有的事会变，但他的信实，他的慈爱是不会变。
But that doesn't mean we simply therefore make God into our magic lamp of Aladdin.
但是这个不代表我们来到去将我们的神来到去变为阿拉丁神灯那位的灯神。
Because in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus Christ himself said these things to us.
在路加福音第九章23节。
Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
He's talking about we need to surrender ourselves fully to Jesus. Again, it's daily. Just like God's mercy, compassion is renewed every day, likewise, every day we dedicate ourselves to God.
我们是来到要去奉献给神的，我们是要去委身给神，好像神的慈爱信实是每一日更新给我们，我们每一日都是要去到他面前来到去奉献我们生命给他。
So brothers and sisters, can you see this very beautiful picture that is going on, this perfect balance that is going on?
我们看到这个很完美的画面出来。
On one hand, God's grace, God's salvation, forgiveness, every single morning, being graciously, freely poured upon us again.
每一个早晨，我们都见到神那个的慈爱恩典怜悯来到去，很白白咁样来到去俾过我哋。
So that for that one day, we will live through it by the grace of God.
咁所以每一日，我哋喺神嘅恩典里面嚟度过。And
yet at the same time, every single day, when we receive God's mercy, we say, "Here I am, God. I deny myself. I take up my cross. I follow you for this day."
同样地，我哋每一日嚟到去面前嚟到去接受佢呢啲恩惠嘅时候，我哋都同神讲：，天父啊，我哋呢一日嚟到去愿意为你背起十字架，你要跟随你。The
next day, repeat itself again and again and again.
跟住日复日咁样样，每一日嚟到去做呢一个嘅立志。
That's why in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2,
罗马书12章1至2节,
many of us, this is one of our famous favorite passage.
很多人最喜欢的,
Romans 12, 1 to 2, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，要将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So my dear friends and brothers in Christ, this is the one reminder. Let us truly continue daily basis to offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice that is pleasing to His will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我喺度鼓励我哋每一个人喺当中每一日都系嚟到去将身体献上，当作活祭，系神所喜悦嘅。So
in conclusion,
咁样我哋嚟到总结。
This is the first Sunday of the year.
呢个系新一年嘅第一个主日。
Maybe I didn't preach something new to you.
可能我冇嚟到去讲一啲新嘅嘢俾你听。
In fact, I was intentionally trying to think, you know what? When we follow God, it is not every time we need to learn something new.
我哋喺度谂，我哋嚟到跟随神，唔系话每一次我哋都要学一啲新嘅嘢。
It's not as if God needs to constantly update Himself, otherwise He will be outdated.
我哋神唔系话每一次都要好似有个新嘅版本，如果唔系咧就会旧啦。You
just like we, you know, every time we use computers or software, we keep on constant Windows 10. Okay, when is the next update? Oh, it always is rubbish. Okay, it will take another month or two to make it works again. This is not God.
咁样样喺我哋好多时可能用电脑啊一啲软件嘅时候，时时都叫我哋要嚟到去下载啲新嘅嘢。咁但系咧，神唔系咁样样嘅。
It is not like a version 1.2 is better than 1.1. God has only one version.
唔係話嗰個版本1.2係好過版本1.1，神淨係得一個版本嘅。
Because He's the unchanging God, the unmovable God, His faithfulness to us renewed every morning.
因為神係嗰位真實去信實嘅神，佢每一日都係嗰個嘅恩典係更新俾我哋。
In fact, this is the very thing we need in this ever-changing, unpredictable world.
喺一個嘅動盪估唔到嘅一個世界裏面，呢一樣係我哋唯一需要嘅嘢。
This one solid constant in our life.
就係呢一樣唯一唔變嘅嘢喺我哋生命裏面。
May we be encouraged? May we learn to trust in this God?
希望我哋每個人都喺度受鼓勵，嚟到去相信依靠呢位神。
At the same time, let us also be reminded, God is not our magic lamp of Aladdin, but He is the true God that requires our daily 100% devotion, commitment to Him.
我哋都係嚟到提醒我哋自己，神唔係我哋嗰位嘅好似阿拉丁嘅神，每一日都係需要我哋嚟到去 100% 嚟到去跟隨服順佢。
But remember, as the scripture today it said.We do this not because God needs it, okay? God is self-sufficient all by himself.
呢度都係提醒我哋，我哋咁樣做唔係因為神需要我哋咁樣做。
But rather, this is our response back to God's ever-renewing grace and mercy to us.
而係一個我哋向神嘅回應，去對我哋咁有恩典信實嗰個嘅回應。
It is a reaction back to God's initial great act of love and salvation to us.
神對我哋咁大嘅愛同埋恩典係一個係我哋嗰個嘅回應嗰個嘅方法。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
我哋一齊嚟到祈禱。
Dear God, Lord God, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, we come before you, we give thanks and we praise you, Lord. That Lord, you are the one and the same throughout ages. And because God, you do not change, you do not need to conform yourself to this ever-changing world. And God, we give thanks to you because this is exactly what we need, Lord, in our life that is full of uncertainties, that is full of fears and anxiety. But knowing, Lord, your grace, your love, your righteousness,always remains the same, ever faithful, you're ever true to yourself. And God, this is the reference point, and may we learn to be encouraged, to trust, to put our trust and hope in you and in you alone. And Lord Jesus Christ, may we also be reminded by while doing so, we do not take you for granted. We do not make you, shape you, mold you only to fulfill our expectation. But may we learn to truly follow you as our Lord and Savior, the master of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, we know this year 2018 will be full of challenges.Things are waiting us. We pray, Lord, that you will keep us safe in you, that you will keep us faithful in you. Grant us power, Lord, when we need it, so that we trust in you even more. Thank you so much for listening to our prayers. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And this is now the time for Holy Communion. Let's get ourselves ready for the Holy Communion.So let's come before our Lord Jesus Christ again in a humble heart, in a thankful heart for what he has done for us on the cross.
我们用感恩的心，谦卑的心来到主的面前。
Let's all prepare our heart by singing this following hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
我们一起唱一首诗歌，思念十架。
Shall we all stand to sing verses 1 and 2?
我们一起起立唱第一节和第二节。
Maybe verse 1 in English and verse 2 in Chinese.
第一節用英文唱，第二節用中文唱。
When I survey the wondrous cross.
When I survey.Oh
第二節。
Take a seat.
大家請坐。
The Holy Communion reminds us of the great salvation accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我們守聖餐是提醒我們主耶穌基督為我們所成就的救恩。
By his death and resurrection on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ has defeated death.
祂的死亡、祂的復活，主耶穌基督戰勝了死亡。
So that the wages of sin, which is eternal death, it is paid for by our Lord Jesus Christ, so that in him our sins are forgiven.
罪的公價就是死，但是主耶穌基督在十字架那裡為我們償上這個代價。
So that those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, we will have eternal life in our Lord.
信主耶穌基督的人得到永生。
The Holy Communion also reminds us of the power of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们守圣餐的时候，亦都系提醒到我哋主耶稣基督嘅复活嘅大能。
By the power of the resurrection of Christ, He will give us the power to overcome the temptations that we face in this world.
主耶稣基督复活嘅大能，亦都会俾我哋足够嘅恩典，应付生命所有一切嘅挑战。
So that as we go through life, His grace will always be sufficient for us.
当我哋喺呢个生命嗰度，我哋会发觉主耶稣基督嘅恩典够我哋用。
The Holy Communion also reminds us that the power of Jesus Christ is so that He will one day come back as a victorious King.
就亦都提醒我哋主耶稣基督一日有一日会再嚟。一個榮耀的君王咁樣再嚟。
And then he will bring us into eternal life, whereby there will be no more sins, no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrows.
會帶我哋去一個榮耀嘅國度，呢個榮耀嘅國度唔會再流淚，唔會再有悲哀。
Let me read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 29.
哥林多前書第十一章第23至26節。
For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves.
哥林多前書第十一